Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the World War U podcast. I'm your host, as always, Mansfield. And today's episode, we're going to ruffle a bit of feathers because we strongly believe in conversation that gets people thinking, conversation that gets us engaging with people that listen to this podcast. And today's episode is going to be one of those where we're going to challenge everyone's norm. So I'm sure you've all had the common phrase, fake it until you make it. In today's episode, we are going to look at that and why we believe it's wrong and should not even be in your mind at any given time. So without wasting much of your time, let's get into it.
When the enemy's with enemy, picture me, my identity's when they're checking my pedigree. This is my autobiography, more than a philosophy. Life is living and I gotta be driven, given my history, rising above the odds of
World War Who?
You.
World War Who?
It's up.
World War Who?
It's true. I think we're fighting ourselves.
World War Who? World War Who?
It's you.
World War Who?
It's up. I think I'm fighting myself.
We're all familiar with this statement. Fake it until you make it. And pretty much what it entails is people seeming to be what they are not, but for the sake of acceptance or for the sake of looking the part, they would rather go that route to fake it until they make it, if they eventually do. But what I've noticed is that once you begin to fake it, your chances of making it are very slim. And the reason is very basic. Once you start to pretend to be something that you're not, you are not going to be motivated to actually become whatever it is you are faking to be. And you look at it in so many facets of life that if you want to be successful, you have to work to be successful. So you cannot fake being successful and feel like you are successful, right? If you want to lose weight or if you want to put on muscle, you're going to have to go to the gym and work out. There is no, you know, magic pill or a magic machine that you just strap on your chest or on your stomach and it vibrates for 7 minutes and you've got a six pack. That is a lie. But for a lot of people, that lie is welcomed because it's easier than actually going to the gym and doing sit-ups or push-ups. So we want to take the easy route to make us feel better that, you know what, at least I'm trying to do something. But what I've actually noticed is that a lot of people have the illusion of success. They want what success looks like, but they are not willing to work for success. I'll give you a classic example. There is so many people who are on social media right now advertising or selling things that they themselves do not actually believe in. But because it makes them look like they're an entrepreneur or it makes them look like they are doing something, they will post a picture standing next to a Bentley and say, if you buy my course or if you buy this program, you're going to buy a Bentley. But the actual reality is, they do not actually own that Bentley. They've just been renting it out for a day, or they asked someone else to just stand next to their car for a split second for them to just record this ad. That will then capture your mind and your heart to say, you know what, if this guy can drive a Bentley, I can drive a Bentley too. But what you are buying in is the idea of success. You are not actually buying into success. And as people, we've fallen into this trap a number of times because we just want the illusion. You know, we want society to think that we are making moves, but we are actually not making moves. But I want to believe that if you trust your process, if you trust your purpose and your calling, it will lead you to a place where you do not need to fake it until you make it, but you essentially need to work it until you make it. There is a satisfaction that comes with achieving something that you've worked hard for. There is just this feeling that you feel of completion, this feeling of I've given it my best, I've done the best that I could, and this is the result of my hard work. But we're in a generation or we're in a society where, because of social media, if people see you driving the new Mercedes, they're going to like and comment on your picture. And for some people, that's an adrenaline rush. They feel like they are doing something. But have you actually earned that Mercedes-Benz? Can you actually say, this is my hard work, this is a result of this process that I went through, and I've achieved this because I stuck with that process? You can have people attend, say, you know, a seminar or a motivational weekend. There is information there that will make you the person that you want to be. There is information there that will turn you from being average to being phenomenal or to being great. But because you are lazy and you are not about actually working it, you will spend that whole weekend or that whole event simply taking pictures with people that could give you this information. So you'll have people who are taking pictures with, say, Warren Buffett, right? Instead of actually having a conversation with Warren Buffett about how you can change a certain aspect of how you do your business or how you do things in your life just in general, you are more concerned about taking pictures with these people so that your followers or your following can see that you are in the midst of these great people. But what you are getting out of that event or out of that moment is just a picture. Now, I don't know, but for me, that does not make sense that you are surrounded by greatness or you are in the presence of greatness and the only one thing that you get out of that is a picture. Because after 2-3 days, you cannot repost that picture because people have already seen it. So you need to come with something else after that. So just because you are exposed or you are in an environment where there's people who are making moves, that does not necessarily mean that that's going to rub off on you. But there's a lot of people out there who I would rather be taking pictures with the celebrities than actually sitting down and listening to what they have to say and have to offer. And the reason is basic. You do not want to put in the work. And once you get to that place where you do not want to put in the work, it is difficult for you to actually achieve or fulfill your purpose, because what you are called to be or to do is not to fake, but to be the embodiment of what you are purposed to do. If you are purposed to be a doctor, you cannot fake to be a doctor because people's lives will end. People will die if you fake being a doctor. If you fake being a pilot, people will die. So it looks okay, it looks good for you to wear the wings, to wear the suits and the caps and everything. But when it comes to you actually flying the plane, you have no idea what you are doing. In the end, you put everyone's destiny at risk. I would rather have you be at a place where there's people of influence and you sit down, take a notepad and take notes. Your results will prove that you were in the environment that you say you were in. You don't need to take pictures with people, but your own work ethic, your own results will show the rest of the world that he has been or she has been exposed to people with greatness. She or he have been exposed to this different mentality of thinking or doing things. Because like I said, that picture will, you know, 2-3 days max, you're on fire. You're the greatest thing on social media for those 2-3 days. But after that, what's going to happen? You took a picture with the Jay-Z's of the world. You took a picture with the Warren Buffett's, the Elon Musk's, but you're still poor. You still don't have, you know, anything to show for your success. You're still this, I'm an entrepreneur, but you cannot even afford to pay your own bills. But you're taking pictures with celebrities. You're taking pictures next to great mansions or private jets, you know, the Bentleys, the Maseratis. But you cannot even afford to put gas in your own car, if you own one, that is. So we are in a generation that, you know, people want to look the part. I mean, this is the reason why China makes so much money from selling knockoff labels. So there's plenty of these knockoff Louis Vuittons, Gucci's, which are everywhere in the world. And people buy them because they want to feel like they can afford Gucci. They want the world to think that they can afford Gucci. So you're creating this lifestyle based on a lie because you want the affirmation of people. You want to send a certain message to a certain group of people. You feel or you think that once you do that, they will accept you more or they will feel that you are making moves. But the truth is, the moment you buy a knockoff label, the moment you buy a fake Louis Vuitton or a fake Gucci, you are never going to be motivated to buy the original one. And you've already robbed yourself the feeling of what it feels like to work for and to own an original. And that feeling, I will tell you today, there is nothing that beats that feeling. You can wear a knockoff, but in your heart of hearts, you know it's fake. It may look the part, but inside you, you know that I am wearing a fake brand. And the feeling of you wearing an original brand, walking into a Gucci shop and buying a $3,000 shirt, compared to you walking into some flea market and picking up a $20, $30 Gucci t-shirt, the feeling is different. So I'd rather you get yourself into a place where there's nothing wrong with being exposed to the finer things of life. There's nothing wrong with being exposed to these things or to these people or to these environments. But use those environments and those people to make yourself better, not to look better. It's never about how you look. It's about how you feel. Success is not about how you look. Success is about how you feel. The world does not need to know or to see that you are successful. You need to know and feel that you are successful. The moment you lose that, you are now living your life for someone else's affirmation. You are moving away from your core purpose. You're moving away from what God ordained you to do in this world. And now you are living for people's affirmation. And I'm not saying people should stop buying fake brands. I'm not saying people should stop taking pictures with celebrities. What I'm saying is, what is your end goal? What is your why? Why do you feel the need to buy a knockoff label? Why do you feel the need to just take a picture and post it on social media and say, I was with such and such? Where is that coming from? What's lacking inside you that you find this satisfying? Rather than you getting your hands dirty, sticking to the process, regardless of how long it takes, making sure that you work the system, you work the process until it gives you exactly what you deserve. If you deserve to wear a Gucci label, make sure it's original. Do not dumb it down. Do not cut corners. Do not take shortcuts. Because once you start doing that in one aspect of your life, you're going to do it in every other aspect of your life. You will take shortcuts. And all because you want to be affirmed. You want people to say, yes, now I can see he's wearing Gucci. But you know deep down inside of you that the brand is fake. So that's all I just wanted to share with you guys today. In closing, I will say, do not shortchange yourself. Do not shortchange your purpose. Do not fake your purpose. It will be difficult. It will be hard. But just be diligent enough to do it once and to do it right. Do not take shortcuts. That's all I had to share with you guys. Hopefully, we'll catch you again next week. World war who? You. World war who? It's up. World war who? It's you. I think we're fighting ourselves. World war who? World war who? It's you. World war who? It's up. I think I'm fighting myself.